Good morning, everybody. And I want you to think, is it really a good morning? And if it's a good morning, why? So we have a very traditional way of set up and putting the Christmas down. And as far as, I don't know how the variety of ages here, but I'm sure everybody here celebrated Christmas many times. And we know about the joy and the love and the peace and all these wonderful things. But if it's just a repeating, it's like you're watching a movie for like 20 times or 50 times, and knowing the clue, you get the idea, you know the what's really hidden there, so there is no much really energy. You know, you watch the movie many times. So if it's a Christmas really like a movie or a drama, I'm sorry to tell you, it would be a boring drama. But if it's about something different, we should find the secret engine that's power our joy today to make this Christmas different and make it something unique. And the story today is about this young lady who was pregnant and just running around to share her joy. This is the good piece everybody wants to relate to. This is a powerful, wonderful young lady who is proud of her young age pregnancy. I didn't think that's the whole story. It's a joy, but I think was mixed with concern. And if you go back and read the story, like a couple verses before, even before she met Elizabeth, this young lady, she was courage enough to ask the angel, how could this happen to me? I think she wasn't just a young teenager and was all apologized to teenagers. Just running off and just taking everything in a less mature way. You can see there is a maturity in her way of engaging with God. It's not only because God is telling you that's what's going to happen to you, so you have to say no question and no wonder. She actually wondered, and she was questioning how this could happen to me. And somehow she jumped from this wonder and questions and troubles to the other side of, let's celebrate that. And just this celebration, this joy, this song of joy and gratitude. As you may notice, the title of this sermon, maybe I could just put it's a song of joy. But I felt the word gratitude reflected deeper joys. We can joy because it's in fiction. Everybody is happy. Everybody is Christmas. Everybody is nicely dressed. Everybody is having a different spirit. Everybody is more nicer. But I think this joy here came from an area where this young lady never thought she will be in that unique position. She didn't ask to be a father of a prophet or a wonderful teacher. She's too young even to dream. She's too young even to think about the future. And I think this gratitude came from, is it me? Are you serious? Do I deserve that? And this joy was very profound because with no agenda and no expectation. The joy that came from a great gratitude reflects that the joy is about something unexpected, not granted. It's the joy of seeing the impossible become possible. It's the joy of seeing the future is not far away, it's actually here. I feel it inside me. It's something getting bigger and bigger. It's not just being hallucinating and think about this wonderful life we could live someday in God. But it's about the reality of actually this life could start here and now. This joy we didn't need to hold until, excuse me, until the next life we actually can start enjoy the Christmas spirit today. And I like to share part of a story where I can relate to this joy and gratitude to Mary's story. As most of you know, I was born in Egypt in a Christian family, which we lived in a village called Tayeba, which is located in the Minya province of Egypt. It's like 4 hours southern Cairo. I don't expect you to know where I came from exactly, but I want you to just imagine I came from far away. I'm the second five boys in a lower middle class family, and poor mom have five boys running around the house. My dad worked in a government electric company, even with no education, but he was really privileged because he was in a war for 6 years between Israel and Egypt and Israel between the 1967 until the 1973. And out of that, the government honored people who was in war for 6 years. So my dad was lucky enough, even with no education, to get this very unique, well-paid, according to our criteria in Egypt, job. And I thank God for this family. As a Coptic and as a Christian and as almost no education for my parents. But they really spend every penny on us to send us to school. They believed what we can do, maybe our children can do. They believed in something they cannot see yet, but they believe it. Even as a minority, there are some ways you can just complain about you will never make it. You are a minority in every aspect. But also the other good side of being a minority, you really need to work hard to make your way. So as a minority, education is one privilege for us. But I think without somebody is believing in you, when you are a baby, you didn't know how to say any word. You didn't know what could future could be. They are investing. They look like crazy people. They're putting every penny and putting their future on the edge. But it's because it's love. When love is true, sometimes it seems crazy. When love is really profound, we can say things people will review us as maybe immature, unrealistic, all these words. But when people go through the same experience, like Elizabeth, that's where Mary can find somebody to understand. I have been there. I have been there when my Jewish community, and it's the worst two categories, to be a Jewish woman and to be a Middle Eastern woman. And Elizabeth fit under these two categories. Because as a Jewish, when you didn't have kids out of your body, that means God is not blessing you. And it's not only God not blessing you, but also there is a lot of rumors why God is not blessing you. So it was a very big burden, not only to dealing with her own suffering and not being able to have a child like the rest of the community. Because women are not powerful by themselves. They have to have a male. And even if they have a female child, it could work a little bit, but not the best. But the best is to have a male child. This is the culture was there. So just imagine the personal struggle of Elizabeth. And it's normal to give up on her dream of having one day a child. And according to the story, Luke is telling us there is a connection between the preparation of Elizabeth as the mother and John the Baptist as the one who was preparing for the son. They were related physically. And some interpretations say they were cousins. But I think Luke wasn't really interested in the physical connection. I think Luke was really interested on the spiritual connection and how they worked to prepare the road to each other. And we can see Luke is preparing the scene is Elizabeth is really passing her experience and her love to Mary. Preparing the road. He is telling her about even being a pregnant, telling her about how to deal with the experience and honoring her experience. and tell her, I believe in you, Mary. I believe you are not off. I know you are just saying something sound crazy and hard to believe. But I believe it because that's the same thing when I'm an old lady, nobody believes someday I will bear my own child. I know when people will judge me about how this happened. But do not be concerned about how much people are going to review you. Be concerned about where your heart is leading you toward. And she was feeling in her heart is there is something is happening to her. There is something is really guiding me. And here is somebody I'm coming to, maybe to complain and to share. And even before I opened my mouth, she, Elizabeth, introduced her to Mary as, you are the father of my Lord. You are the father of my teacher. Your peace, I felt this peace. And we can go to a different way, try to understand that. But the presence of peace was real. And when people share with me about their feeling and how their feeling could be really very hard and they can't say it with any other person, and the expectation, if you disagree with me, you do not honor my feeling. And here's one thing I learned, and I hope I will keep learning from being a chaplain. It's to honor people's feeling because it's real. It's irrational. It's immature. Put whatever category you want to put it. But whatever they feel, it's real for them. And what Elizabeth felt was real. She felt peace. Do not miss the feeling and the really the presence of God, which is will stay be a mystery. And thanks to God, we cannot understand everything about God. To keep there is an open window to discuss, to challenge, and to see God in a different way. And as I mentioned about my family in the beginning of my sermon, but there is another person I like to talk about before I close my sermon. It was my pastor. And every time I talk about my pastor, I talk with him about him with really highly respect. And because of what he did to me. He was the one he took me from being non-educated, no interest in anything what I'm interested right now. And he believed in me. He saw something nobody can ever see, being a pastor or minister. Even I reviewed myself earlier in my life as I could be anything else and not a pastor. It's very interesting when we feel, when we meet people this way. When we meet people who could reveal something. And I think it's not only about being smart. And I think it's not only about being really holding a lot of talents. I think it's about being understanding the people in the dark can someday see the light. The people with no privilege, when they are someday on the seat, they can pass these privileges to others. And the wonderful image from what Mary said here, there are many wonderful images, but one image I like really to keep with you. God is willing to get in trouble for you. And there is one verse where she said, God shows his strength. And she used an image was as a Middle Eastern, I can understand it very well. Because as we are loving and hospitable culture, we are violent culture in some way. So she used an image which is really, I saw it even as a child. She said God is bearing his arm, which is really like he's exposing his arm. And this way only people do it when they are getting in fight. And it's like a warning. When you want to warn somebody you are serious about your situation, you actually start to put your clothes up. And this was very interesting. That's how she reviewed God as somebody is not going to stand away because there is always a fight. There is two groups or two people, and there is people who are interested, watching outside. And she sees God is not somebody just watching on the outside, but he's really in. He is willing to get in trouble. He is putting, actually, say, don't hurt this little one. And actually kind of like covering the little one and standing in front and say, if you are in trouble, you are in trouble with me. This is a very powerful image. This kind of God is not running to kill people and throwing people over the throne and sound like God is having fun with really putting the powerful people down. That's not the whole image. He's actually trying to make a neutral scene, trying to bring justice to our life. Can you imagine the joy today? God is really in love with us to the limit where he can get in trouble. God is willing to get in trouble for us. But we are not that good. We are not that perfect. We are not that mature. We are not that smart. We are not all these things. Yes, you fit very well to God's category. That's why she said, God did all these things because I am his servant. I am humble. And I think this is the depth of the joy we can see today. And the last verse about most of the translation, verse 53. Words will say, he filled them about the poor, how God has really brought justice to the poor and filled them. And only one translation, it's the Message book, said God brought satisfaction to their hearts. And I like the satisfaction more than the felt. Because we can have many things filled in our life. We can run with many things in our life. We are now in a very busy season with many things keeps us busy. But is this really makes us satisfied? We are very busy, but there is really still a hole inside our spirit and our soul. We are receiving all these gifts and giving all these gifts. It's wonderful to do that. But is this really taking us deeper to who we are and what we were created for? This story is about many things, but one thing I'd like to leave with you is about the courage that can change our despair and confusion. The courage that switch our mood to reconsider or revisit our old vision or our old belief. And God is telling us today, do not give up on the Christmas spirit. Do not give up on the joy, because there is a way we can renew this joy day by day. I pray for all of us to experience the Christmas spirit as new as it was like this is the first time to celebrate Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray.